Okay, we are back. We're going to talk installation this morning. We have an installation contractor on the line with us. Evan Acton is with us. He's from Acton Flooring. They're a contractor, as I mentioned. They're out of Birmingham, Alabama. And Evan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. And, you know, it seems like, well, let me first ask you about the Acton Flooring business. I know you've been in business for an awfully long time, multi-generational. Talk a little bit about the business and how it got started.
Well, the business got started in 1967 with my grandfather, who got out of high school and decided he needed to find something to do and work for another contractor for a few years and decided to go off on his own. And here, all these years later, we're still standing.
Was he an installer?
Yes, sir. He started out as a helper and worked his way on up to an installer.
Well, you know, that's one of the things I think that it seems like installers lack in a lot of ways is a career path. Many of them have done exceptionally well, like your grandfather, but a lot of them, you know, just don't seem to have that business talent.
Well, then that comes with time, too, I believe. It wasn't always easy for him at first, and it takes a certain kind of person to be able to be successful over time, but It comes with the trade.
I got you. Now, with the shortage of qualified installers out there, and it seems like at least many tell me that's the prime problem in the floor covering business, I have to imagine finding installation talent in your part of the world has got to be a great challenge for you and the company.
Well, it is a constant challenge, and we've been fortunate to have a lot of skilled labor. That a lot of our guys are older and have been in the business for a long time, and they're seasoned, but certainly we're not finding many young installers anymore.
I see, and that's, I guess, the big problem, recruitment.
Correct.
Now, we hear all the time, too, in the newspaper, hear it on various news programs, that there was a major exodus from really all building trades, including floor covering people, during the recession. But the floor covering industry, it appears to me, had a sizable problem well before the recession started. And the recession just made it a good deal worse. What do you think have been the historical problems with the availability of qualified installers in this industry?
Well, a lot of it boils down to it's really strenuous work, and it's not for everybody. And over the years, the industry has kind of gone to more easier ways of installing. You're seeing a lot more carpet tile now instead of broad loom, and that's definitely easier to handle. But it's always been a business that's physically demanding and not for everybody.
Well, and it seems to me that, I guess, kids, when they're in school, high school, middle school, don't aspire to be a floor covering installer, I don't imagine.
Not many of them, unless their fathers are installers and they truly enjoy it. That's about the only other way I could see that happening.
But, and I guess you're exactly right, and if they even know that there is such a job description out there.
Correct, because there's a job out there right now for you if you're an installer, but you just can't find anybody to get out there and do it.
I gotcha. Now, looking at this year and maybe the past year, and the situation that you've had on the installation side of the business, what sort of challenges, I guess, other than this finding installers, what sort of challenges have you guys been having there at Acton Flooring?
Lately, my problem has been with compressed schedules from general contractors. We're mostly a commercial business, and seeing as the floor is the last thing to go down, you're the one who gets rushed at the end of the job to get done. And you have to really understand before the job starts how much time you need, and exactly go over with all the parties at hand what needs to be done for your job to be done successful.
Now, I've heard that 100 times, and it seems like, and many times anyway, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, the general contractor sort of gives you an ultimatum. You know, you say, well, I don't have time, there's people walking on it, we haven't done the preparation and so on, and it's like, well, do it, or I'll get somebody that will. Does that happen frequently?
Well, usually beforehand, we'll early in the project, we'll sit down with the project manager and the contractor, and everybody should understand, you know, this is what is going to have to be required of us to be done, you know. And if that's not met on their end, it's a breach of contract on their end. But it does happen a lot where the contractor seems to forget that he told to have that conversation with you. And it's very important to have all that documented so you'd be able to be safe on your end.
Yeah. But it doesn't seem like that's going to get any better, is it? Or
not really, no. And there's not much that, as an installer, you can really do about it. Unless you have that stuff, you'd look a lot better if you've gotten in trouble for somebody getting your work supplemented, if you had that documented saying that we were promised having this much time and we were not given this much time.
Okay.
And that having that in email is really, or other, you know, written, any way of saying that that was established before the job started, that you were going to be guaranteed this amount of time for this amount of work. That's the only way that I would say to go around that
and
get around it.
And this will be discussed when? After there was a problem with the job or sometime before that?
No, it's very important, especially on our big commercial projects, that before any tile or anything is installed, whatever you're doing, that you sit down with the project manager and the architect and the construction manager or construction group, if there is one, and tell them, you know, this is the schedule that we have, this is what needs to be done, and if it's not met, then we are going to have problems.
And they signed off on that on the front end.
Well, it's just that's the way it needs to be done.
Uh-huh.
And that way everybody's on the same page. You know, there's not going to be a, you know, you can at least say, well, we talked about this 2 or 3 months ago. I needed this much time to do this, and then this is what it has to be done.
This will conclude a segment with Aaron Acton. He's a manager at Acton Flooring at Vestavia Hills, Alabama. We'll air more of this conversation this coming Tuesday. This is Floor Radio.